Noah's story could be challenging, but the way I am reading it this year is Noah's story is not about God destroying humanity and killing all the animals. On the other way of looking at it is that God wanting to save them all and making it possible. It's an ancient story. And if you really believe God is love, love that doesn't judge and destroy and kill, you have to somehow understand this story in a different way than just literally it's written. Today, the first reflection is about the sound that I shared with the children. You sound out many things every day. As soon as you wake up, you sound. You make the sound. Your sound is a wave. It's a vibration. The way I'm talking to you, it's not just your ear that is picking it up and your brain kind of transmitting into it and like interpreting, oh, that means no, right? It's also about this vibration coming out from me and literally going through you. Sound touches the whole body. And sound influences water probably at the most. And you are made up of 70% or so with the water. Sound influences us. Word, we speak to each other. It's sound. Sometimes that's why it's more important how you say it versus what you say. Because how you say it carries your inner motion, emotion. And sometimes that's how people feels it versus hears it. So, how do you make that sound? How have you been making that sound? Every word you say, that's why it matters. Because that is expression of yourself. And you're influencing everyone around you with that. In a way, that's why God created the word by saying it. By the word. And as I was sharing with the kids, if you want to do good, it has to be carrying good vibration. And good vibration comes from good heart. And good heart has good things within it. And you probably do know what are those good things. So, first reflection I give you is what kind of sound that you've been making? And how conscious have you been in making those sounds? I believe I've been meditating since I was 14, and I'm becoming 45 this year. That's almost 31 years. And the most common question I've been asked is, why is meditation so hard? And my answer to that is, meditation itself is not hard. Keeping it persistently is hard. And that applies to anything. Anything. In a very simple way, meditation means you close your eyes and think. That's it. Very simple. How about worship? Does worship have to be so reverent and elaborate and adoring God? Is that what worship really is? Does God really need our praise? Do you think at this moment God's all pleased that we're worshiping? I don't really worship that kind of God, personally. Divine is present all the time. past, present, all the time. When I ask people, have you met your God or experienced your God, people struggle. Because you may think, I haven't seen a vision, I haven't received a voice, nothing spectacular happened to me. God is not in those spectacular, majestic way. I love Swedenborg's idea about heaven, not because all the details he describes. I wish he only wrote one paragraph about heaven instead of the whole book. The paragraph I like about heaven, what makes the reality of heaven is the good and true that is from God. The divine good, divine true that is from God, that is accepted, received, digested by each individual, and united into one. Make it very real. That's angel. And that's you. If we apply that, anytime we have a good, really good intention, and we really carry it out, there you go. You have God experience right there. And you feel good about it that moment. And you all have that experience, don't you? You should. And you're sitting here on Sunday morning instead of going other places. So I'm pretty sure you have that experience. That's God. Any moment you perceive something that is so right, that shines yourself, shows your path, that either elevates you or changes you to be a better human, that's God. Experiencing God is that easy. That's why often I say, I am living full divine presence all the time. Because whenever there's a love present in me, with me, around me, that's God. We shouldn't put God into one human shape or someplace far away in heaven and sitting on the throne and saying, God's up in so high, majestic, we praise him, but he stay away from us. That cannot be your, my creator, who loves us all. So, if you have this experience, this moment in your heart, that vibrates, that aches your heart to do something, and the words coming out of that vibration, I bet that's really good. And you know what? I'm becoming 45. I still don't like when people say, I hate you. I don't think I like that. Instead, I like when people say, I like you. When I hear that, that feels better. Isn't that the same to you? So, that's the golden rule, right? You say to the people, you do to the people what you might expect it from them. It's hard in a way. Why? Because we have to overcome their inner obstacles, their doubts, their suspicions. How about I'm not received well? How about it goes sideways? How about this? How about that? What about this? It doesn't really matter in the essence. If you have that inner vibration and you express love, that's it. That's all that matters. You have one divine experience. And I think that's very good. So, what I'd like to invite you is, I'm going to sound this gong, and I don't have my watch, so I'll do my best. I'll sound it about every 30 seconds. I'll probably sound it about 20 times. And with the sound of the gongs, I want to encourage you to go deeper side of you and see what is in your heart right now. What is it that your heart is holding on to caring at the most? What's in your heart? Just see. Don't do anything about it. I only ask you to see them. Okay? So let's close your eyes.
10 times. I think that's enough today.
So I assume that you have seen what's in your heart. Have you? Good. Heart is, we appoint here. Where is your heart, though? Where's your heart? Here? Is that really your heart? That's your love is? Is it here? Is it here? Isn't that really odd? I mean, in my meditations, I really discovered that this one really somehow well aligned with emotional changes that happens in my body. I get that. But when I really wanted to find where this love is, where is it really generated? I'm not really sure the love that I have is exactly generated from this organ. That's why I believe in spirit. I believe in spirit that is not in the physical realm, that may dwell in this body, not physically, but spiritually. And that's how I believe I am probably more than just this body. And that's how I believe God, same way. It's my sharings. How about you? What do you think you are?
Spirit?
Both? Body? Experience, memory. Interesting question, isn't it? Yeah, Socrates asked about it and people struggled.
One of my yoga teachers used to say, your spirit having a human experience.
That's quite Sirumbhogen. Sirumbhog says, you are spirit wearing a body as a cloth. But that's what these fancy people who may have that experience saying it to us, is that real to you? No. Because to a degree, we can receive knowledge. We can receive enlightened statement. And we can agree to it even. We're inspired by it. But are they real to you? Are they real to you? I think that's the most important. So your journey, we're all on the journey. So in this part, the third one, I'm inviting all of you in silent meditation or deep prayer. It depends on where you want to. Silent meditation means you close your eyes. You have two conditions. One, don't initiate, engage any thought or emotion by yourself. I know it's hard, but that's one condition. Two, stay awake. Yes, stay on alert. That's silent meditation. Deep prayer. You are praying. You are communicating. You are vibrating to and with your Creator. And believing that your Creator is already within you and around you. So you don't really need to say a lot in words and details about what you want, what you need. Instead, you try to vibrate. You try to really communicate in the deepest possible way to your Creator. Just communicate. Don't try to get something out of or ask something, desire something. Just communicate. So you choose either one, right? Either you can go into silent meditation, deep prayer. So, let us close our eyes. I ask you to take a deep breath and release it slowly. Let us do it three more times. And as you're ready, you may enter into silent meditation or prayer. I hope and pray your journey continues. The self-discovery, self-assurance, and confirming that in your actions, that you're indeed spirit, which is much more than just the body. Also, indeed, Creator, the one who created you, is good and love. There's nothing else within this Creator. Therefore, you should have nothing else but love and goodness. And how much you feel that in your heart is up to you. Because our God, Creator, does not limit us. May God, may Creator, may blessings from the one who made us all in good and love be with you and fill your heart and your mind and your life with goodness and love from now on forevermore. Amen. Amen.